news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump officially decided to freeze the Pentagon aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after he spoke to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in that July 25th phone call. Citing recently released emails, The Times says that budget official Michael Duffy told the Pentagon to keep quiet about the freeze due to the, quote, sensitive nature of the request. Duffy reportedly sent an email to the Pentagon controller on July 25th that suggested Trump was asking questions about the $250 million in military aid that Congress allocated to Ukraine after reading a Washington Examiner piece about it in June. The Pentagon was ordered to release 146 pages of documents to the Center for Public Integrity late Friday. Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudi journalist and a Washington Post columnist who was critical of Saudi Arabia and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's policies. He was allegedly killed and dismembered on October 2, 2018, in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by men with close ties to the highest levels of the Saudi government and Mohammed bin Salman himself. So much for falling in love. North Korea is reportedly planning to adopt a hardline policy that involves abandoning negotiations with the U.S. and taking denuclearization off the table. Diplomats from Pyongyang and Washington have been trying to negotiate a trade deal that would see North Korea give up its nuclear arsenal in exchange for relief from punishing sanctions that have hurt the North Korean economy. But the rhetoric on both sides has been increasing lately. And as the clock ticks closer to North Korea's self-imposed end-of-year deadline for negotiations, it appears less and less likely that North Korea will cut a deal with the U.S. anytime soon. Sources say that's partly because Kim Jong-un sees Donald Trump as politically vulnerable right now because of his impeachment and a looming 2020 presidential elections. As we close in on 2020, the prognosis for the planet gets worse and worse. Experts from George Mason University and the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil said Friday that deforestation and other changes in the Amazon are threatening to turn the rainforest into a savanna and release billions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere. The trends reportedly could soon become difficult to reverse. The scientists Lovejoy and Nobre wrote in an editorial published by Science Advances, "The precious Amazon is teetering on the edge of functional destruction, and with it, so are we. Today we stand exactly in a moment of destiny. The tipping point is here. It is now." In a related story, as of Sunday, more than 105 wildfires were burning in New South Wales, Australia, that country's most populous state and home to its largest city, Sydney. Of those fires, 59 are considered out of control. Officials estimate 100 buildings across the state have burned down in the past 24 hours, adding to the 724 homes that have been destroyed throughout this fire season, which began early this year due to a combination of extreme heat and severe drought. Closer to home, the Department of Housing and Urban Development released Friday its estimate of annual homelessness in the United States, concluding that the number of homeless people increased by 2.7% over the last year. Happy holidays. Speaking of the holidays, Donald Trump is in Palm Beach, Florida, again at his Mar-a-Lago estate, where the tab on Trump's taxpayer-funded vacations soared past $118 million to his for-profit resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The new total is the equivalent of 296 years of the $400,000 presidential salary that his supporters often boast he has not taken.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Christmas this year falls on Wednesday. Of course, many people will be spending their Tuesday doing last-minute Christmas shopping. Meanwhile, Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, got underway Sunday night. Hanukkah celebrates a miracle in which one day's worth of oil burned for 8 days. Also celebrating the victory of the Jewish freedom fighters over the Syrian Greek forces that tried to wipe out Judaism in the 2nd century BCE. And the 7-day Kwanzaa festival begins Thursday. Each night during Kwanzaa, celebrants light a new candle on the Kinara, representing the holiday's seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. And we certainly can't forget Festivus.
Hey! Happy Festivus, everyone!
Festivus, a holiday invented by Seinfeld, begins on December 23rd each year.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Let the airing of the grievances begin. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.